Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
It is Friday Form Focus for one of the biggest race days of the year. It is the feature of the Autumn Carnival, Super Saturday at Flemington, the Group 1 Australian Cup, the Group 1 Newmarket as well. Now, Mick Sharkey's got some work to do today, so he is out and David Gately is in. Now, Gator's doing his Forrest Gump impersonation. He is running on his way over here for Friday Form Focus. He won't be far away, but if anyone sees him, give him a lift to get him here. He's not far, but we will get Gator Dog here to give us all the winners on Super Saturday and a few at Flemington as well. In the meantime, let's have our head over to the West, because the West Aussies have been doing so well in recent weeks. And for Neville Parnham, it could be a day to remember. He's got two runners in the Newmarket and the Australian Cup, and it's great to have a chat to Nev this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Neville.
Good morning.
Very well indeed. Not a bad effort to have two runners in the two features, Indian Pacific and also Platoon. We'll start with Indian Pacific, who's backing up after a brilliant run in the Bob Hoisted last week behind your fellow West Aussie Fabergino. He's obviously come through that run really well, Nev.
Yeah, he has come well out of it pretty well. He had not raced for a month or so and went into that race thinking that it would be a nice little hit out for him. Wasn't expecting to bump into Fabergino, but nevertheless we did, and just got us at the finish. But you know, I thought, you know, having had that experience up the straight, he's certainly going to be better for it, and hopefully he's... he can back up. I've never backed up before in his career, so you know, it's a first for him. But a lot of people are speculating on, you know, his 1200 metre form. But I've mainly kept him at 1000 metres just because the races have been there and he's so quick. But he's won up to 1300 metres and he beat a pretty handy horse here in Perth that day. And they got into a slog and went toe to toe from the top of the straight to the line, and he fought it out really, really strongly. So I don't have a problem with the 1,200 metres. Just going to see if he's up to the grade, I guess. September run, obviously a very classy horse, and it is a three-year-old. So, you know, I think we're sort of going into the race with a... thinking that we'll go well, but, not overly confident of. Which is a bit of a question mark. What side of the track's going to be better, I guess. Mm. We're drawn on the inner, so we'll just wait and see.
Wait and see. He's got form around Celebrity Queen, though, so that would give you some confidence that that form line will stand up in a race like the Newmarket. I'll tell you who is an intriguing runner is Platoon. This must be a very talented and versatile horse, because it was only three runs ago. He runs fifth in a Perth Cup in January, and then you freshened him up to win over 1,200 just over a month later, and he ran really well in the Shaftesbury Avenue as well. He must be a pretty tractable horse.
Well, I wouldn't say tractable. He's a very difficult horse, actually.
Is he?
We have a lot of trouble sort of working him. He's sort of got a bit of a kink in his head, but he does go very well. He has done since the outset. He went around in the first two-year-old race of his year in that race, and he's been a very sound racehorse who has been through a lot of feature races, and he's performed very well in most of them. He ran third in a railway behind Regal Power. That's just over 4 months ago, and as you said, you know, he was in a Perth Cup. He ran fifth in a Perth race. Then he had a little bit of a freshen up. He never missed a day's work. Had one gallop, and then I'll put him in that race. I was just sort of, he was always taking the Pacific East, and I thought he may as well go as a bit of a partner with him. And after he won that race, it was, you know, it was just a matter of sort of organising flights, which was a little difficult, but we certainly appreciate what everybody did. And we got there, and they performed very well last week. His run, I believe it was the fastest last day, which, you know, is certainly, you know, a good effort. He's ready for the 2,000, though. He sort of was good fresh, you know, off a very limited fast work. And then his trip across in the 1,400, where they went steady early, then quickened up. And, thought his effort was good to sort of get home as well as what he did in the last 400. He weighed for age. I questioned myself whether he's a weight for age horse, but going back three starts ago, he in a weight for age 2100, he ran third. He ran terrific behind Truly Great and Trap for Fools. So I think that form's pretty good too. So, he's in there with a chance. And it's not the best weight for age horses around, but it's certainly a classy field.
Well, you've got a couple of nice each-way chances at Flemington. Leave us with one winner over in the West.
Oh, now you're making it hard. But Sunday, Holy Ghost.
Sunday, Holy Ghost. We love it. Right, yeah. Good luck, Nev.
Righto. Catch us.
Nev Parnham, the godfather of WA racing, joining us there. The godfather of form analysts and tipsters. David Gately has joined us on Friday Form Focus. Gator, how are you? Oh, hang on.
You got to turn.
Let's
the mic
start
on.
Again. Gator, after that massive intro, yeah. How are you?
I was going to say, don't ever ask me about my business. It was a great line, and you muted me.
Not for the first time. Gator, how excited are you about Super Saturday? Now, we've got old-fashioned massive fields in the Newmarket and the Australian Cup. Some would say probably not the classic Newmarket Australian Cup from quality, but the quantity is there. What are your overview of the two features?
Well, I think they're pretty similar in one aspect, and that aspect is I think there's an obvious favourite in both those races. If said favourite doesn't perform or finds trouble, and we know the variables in racing well and truly, then it's wide open. So I can see why, and as I scroll through social media, some are declaring these two as good things, others are saying they're beatable. Now, they are beatable because it's a horse race, but I think certainly in the case of September Run, you're probably hoping she either finds trouble or performs below her best if you want to find the winner outside of her.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what's going to play a big part, and that is how the track plays, especially down the straight when we got a field of 18. Liam O'Keefe, as we know, does a fabulous job as the track manager out at Flemington. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Liam. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys.
Been a busy time out at Flemington. The rail out to 5 metres for tomorrow's meeting. How do you feel the track, the straight track will play? Where will they go? They'll split, come to the middle as a bunch. How do you see it unfolding?
Oh, it's quite a big field, Michael. So I think that they'll use the majority of the track, but they'll probably follow where the speed goes, and that may be just up that middle to outside part and then spread out where the straight meets the circle. So with the large field size, the rail out 5, I think they'll be using plenty of the straight.
In your experience, Liam, so obviously only 7 days ago they were coming up the middle and beyond. In your experience with the rail only coming out a couple of metres, that couldn't swing around much, could it, in 7 days?
Not a lot, but even last week we did have one winner in lane 9 and then another one in lane 14. And so they were sort of, on the edge of inside and middle, and then the other two, Fabergino, it was just clearly too good. It was on the outside, lane 23, and Capriccio, lane 21. So it was a reasonable even spread there across the track, and I think it'll be similar again tomorrow.
So what's the weather prediction for tomorrow? It's going to be a mild day in Melbourne today. It's pretty cloudy. Is there any rain around?
No, it's a fairly clear day, top of 19 degrees. It was going to be a top of 21, but they've just changed that around. So fairly cool conditions, just a 12-kilometre southwest wind, so should be fairly pleasant weather-wise. But that 12-kilometre wind, just keep an eye on that during the day. It is supposed to build up a little bit as the afternoon progresses. So, yeah, monitor that on the VRC's wind tracker on our website and app.
Absolutely. And the round the circle races, do you expect them to be maybe getting off as well?
Yeah, probably later in the day. A little bit of marking from about the 900 around into the straight on that inside. The 3 metre move covers most of it, but just a little bit of marking. It was a genuine four last Saturday, so the horses did punch into the ground. But, as I said, the rail moves covered most of the wear and tear, so I'd expect it to play fairly well given it's going to be a fine day.
All right. Liam, leave us with your moral for Cup Day and Newmarket Day?
I don't know about a moral, but I like Humidor each way in an even Australian Cup. So, yeah, we'll think there might be a little bit of value tomorrow, so we'll see how we go.
All right. Well, can't be more value than last week. Let's hope not. We'll see you in the morning, Liam.
Thanks, guys.
Liam O'Keefe, the track manager at Flemington. I suppose what Liam is saying is what you have said. You are either with the favourites or it's going to be some value to be found in these features.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, if September Run finds trouble or performs below her best, she wouldn't be the first athlete in history to do that. Or 50 Stars doesn't back up from a hard run last week. There's talk of that, but I'm not buying into that one either. Then both races are wide open, and you'll be rewarded if you can find the winner, you know, outside of those.
Well, let's look at the two group ones off the top. We also want to cover Sydney today, the features up there as well. 2.15 for September Run. I said to Sammy Freeman, would you like to settle up September Run? He said she's almost a moral if nothing goes wrong. Are you happy to take 2.15 or is that too tight? What's that, 7.50 and then you're out to $12 the rest?
Well, I think it's right on the cusp of too tight just because, look, the size of the field doesn't bother me except that she's drawn the middle. You know she's not going to be up punching with them. So they're not going to make it easy for her, are they?
No.
They know she's $2.15, and they know she's got a dynamite finish. So, you know, if they're racing around her, they're not going to give her, not going to Red Sea. And so, you know, that's the art of this great game and one of the many variables that we have to try and factor in. So it comes down to price. All things being equal, you know, if you run it 10 times and everyone's guaranteed clear air, guaranteed solid speed, guaranteed an even playing field, she'd win at least 5 of the 10, wouldn't she? So, you know, that's even money. So, anyway, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Do you think she'll ease, or do you think she'll remain around that figure?
I think the pros, the big money will come for her. I also think a lot of rank and file punters will try and find one to beat her for the reasons outlined. That you know, Swatsat has a weight advantage. She draws well, 18, I think. So I'm thinking it's going to be an excellent draw for her. She needs Loom to win the Lightning. You know, at the 150, she probably looked the winner. But then September Run gave her Winburn. She's done 3 out of 3 times they've clashed, and they didn't catch Nature Strip, who we know on his day is the world's best sprinter. So I think it's the right form, so I think she's the danger. Brooklyn Hustle, the more I watch that replay, the Oakley Page, she should have won it. Where are we? Just couldn't build any momentum, 5 to the 300, and then zoomed late, 10.91 home, if you don't mind. What a run. So she's a big chance if she can back up. Her second up runs have been less dynamic, though, haven't they, than their fresh runs?
And down the straight, maybe not as well suited as around a bend?
Well, that's inconclusive. I thought her Coolmore run was pretty good.
Yep.
And that was a really hot year. You know, that was exceedance beating Bivouac and Libertini, remember? So I thought she ran okay that day. But she's a better horse now.
Celebrity Queen, she did a good job to Dead Heat in the Oakley Plate on that inferior inside ground. Yep. How do you think that Oakley Plate form, obviously through Brooklyn Hustle, but with Celebrity Queen, will level up?
Yeah, look, it's hard to knock her. I think she's even better suited at 1,200 than 11, so that's a plus. Look, she equal won the race, as you well know, but I think she was the fourth or fifth best run in it.
Yep.
So that's the way I look at it. I mean, everyone's different. Everyone looks at it their own way, and, you know, it's one of the only sports I know of where you can look at exactly the same thing and come up with completely different conclusions.
You've seen a few umpires recently?
Don't start me. It's one of my babies.
Like standing on the muck. What about Serious Suspect? Could we have a fairy tale for Saab Hassan?
Look, I think a high-pressure Group 1 will probably find him out, but it doesn't... Where's the mad speed? With Kemmel Passer coming out...
How will it be run? Like, will it be a sit and sprint as we see races generally down the straight, or will there be more speed generated with a big field?
Well, look, I think with Kemmel Passer coming out, that does take a speed element out of the race, and it didn't look, you know, fierce in the first place. Serious Suspect, Indian Pacific, led at above Group 1 average last week in the Fabergino race. We get a line on Fabergino, who ran so well in the Lightning. So all of a sudden, I think they come into play, especially, as I say, given that scratching of Kemmel Passer, another speed element. So it's probably Serious Suspect, Indian Pacific. I can't see, outside of those two, any others, you know, punching right up there with them. So I think they'll be below Group 1 average first half of the race, which is surprising, Bigfield Newmarket.
Gee, if they bunch, does that make things trickier for September run?
Clearly.
Yeah.
She'll be suited by a good speed, and she'll want clear air. So she's probably going to... She'll still get a good speed, because, you know, they're good athletes. But she might not get a Group 1 speed.
Form Doctor SMSs and says, hi, guys, I think Williams will half miss the kick to get her to the outside and make a good thing of it. Is that a tactic that you could envisage playing now?
Look, I don't think it would be disastrous given her finish and getting out to 1,200. But, I mean, are you guaranteed to still find clear air coming to the outside? You know, if they all head middle of the track and beyond, you know, 17 of them, you're not guaranteed clear air there either. So I see the point, but I think it would be a second-level play for me. Yeah, Flitz, a plan B.
Flitz, an interesting runner. The Ramaruffi this morning from Dino.
Yep.
We know how good she is. She's a 1,000 guineas winner. Second up, 1,200, down the straight. What chance?
Yeah, I think she's in the mix. She's certainly drawn well, I think, out there with Swats That. Being a four-year-old mare, she's actually pretty well weighted against the three-year-old fillies, isn't she? The likes of September Run and Swats That. So she's really close to them. At weight for age, obviously, they'd be giving her more weight. She was a forgive run first up with a slow recovery. So she's certainly, you know, I think she's in the mix in that second level of chances for me.
Do we forgive Elite Street for the first up failure in the Lightning?
We have to. In Eternal Bleed.
Yeah.
That'll slow up every single athlete in the history of athletes. She's unbeaten second up. He is. Handicap suits him better anyway than Wait for Age. Good blowout hope. I got him fourth pick.
Okay, $26 Elite Street. What about Darlasan first up?
Well, I mean, you can sort of... Again, another one you can sort of make a case for through Behemoth. What he has done is become very, very genuine, this horse. Not that he wasn't, but the poor runs, just they don't really exist anymore. You know, a solidly run 1,200. You know, I think he'd be finishing off, but I think others will be ahead of him on the line.
Mm. All right, so how do we play the Newmarket?
Well, I'm going to back the most likely winner. So, you know, I don't frame markets, so but I tip them in an order or rate them in an order that, you know, for whatever reason, find a pecking order. And I think September Run has to be your top pick. If you're getting her beaten, you're hoping for bad luck.
Yep.
Now, 100 times out of 100, I'm going to pick the best athlete and hope for luck, then pick an inferior one and hope the good one doesn't get luck every time.
Do you have much bad luck in your races?
Not really, because the good ones are way too far out in front of me.
Hey, you had a PB, I heard, on the weekend. Was that right?
It was a perfect day. The 8 kilometre wins. I had a really fast race, but unfortunately, so did everyone else.
Is it Masters League?
No.
Is that the category?
No, it's age group. So age group. Yeah. So I'm in the 45 to 49. So we're all pretty much washed up. But
so you're on the cusp. You're the freshie, fresh 45 up against the old 49s.
No, top age.
Top
I'm afraid.
Age, really?
Yeah. But okay. No, they're pretty slick guys out there. Some ex pros, and they're just too fast for me. I'm going to start puncturing tyres.
All right, September Run on top. Give us. Is there a value? Elite Street, how do we play maybe a wide first four trifecta to get some value out of the race?
Yep. I think Swats That at 750 should be closer in the market given the weight swing and the draw. Brooklyn Hustle certainly in the quaddie for me. She'll be in my Quinellas as well and Elite Street. So, you know, we've talked about the race ad nauseum now. We can make a case for most, but you have to back your judgment. So I'm certainly playing Quinellas in the race and taking those four in a quaddie. My second quaddie will have September Run one out, though.
All right, so just those quaddie numbers again.
14, 18, 10 and 2.
14, so 18, thin. 10 and 2 in the Newmarket. We'll stick with the Group 1 races, and then we'll go back to the first at Flemington. So the TAB Australian Cup is the other feature, race number 8. And I can't remember the last time we had a field of 17 in an Australian Cup. And it's going to be intriguing. How do you see this race being run with 17 in it? Will there be some decent speed with the likes of Holmesman? We just spoke to Sam Freeman. He said he thinks Sam Huberto will go forward. We've got Miss Siska. Parody's drawn another nice gate to be up on speed. How much speed will there be?
No, it looks solid. I think they'll run along at sort of above Group 1 average, you know, to my way of thinking. Those horses you mentioned, Holmesman, Parody, they look to be crawling in the Peter Young Stakes, but times don't really back that up. Yeah. They actually ran along at a pretty good clip relative to the class. So, They ran 1-2, 1-3. Shared Ambition was second. He finished off well. Miss Siska was scratched from that race. She goes forward. Harlem will be up there as well. And you mentioned San Huberto. So that's the speed element. And I'm expecting, you know, to the eye on the map, just above sort of group one average. So every horse should get their chance with clear air.
Spoke to Ben Hayes yesterday. It was great to get out amongst the stables and see all the horses themselves and speak to the leading trainers. And he said, well, 3 looks good on paper. He would have preferred 50 Stars to have drawn out
sure.
a little bit.
Yep.
Have you got any concerns about the gate and where he'll be in the run?
Oh, for sure. He's not one that's going to be up there with them, especially if you know if you get a good little bit of speed. But so he'll be probably midfield, even just off from that draw. So they'll need some luck. It is a beautiful big track, you know, we know that. An in-form rider. The horse's best form. Best wins have been when he's outside them and storming home. So, you know, I can see...
If there's good speed, they could string out a bit.
Yeah,
though.
True, you know. And good horses, what they do is they accelerate into gaps, so they don't get held up as much. I mean, can you ever remember Maccabi ever being held up? You know, because the gaps come and they just quicken into them. You know, the problem comes if you're inferior and the gap comes and you can't quicken, then it closes and you're toast. So, look, he's not Maccabi Diva, but relative to the class... You know, he's a really good horse, and I underrated him a bit last week. I was with Star of the Seas, but gee, he gave us a good scare, and he was under pressure a long way out. So
yeah,
I thought straight away, he wants 2,000 now. Gets that here on the back up. He's proven on the back up. There's talk that the hard run's going to cook him, but some horses just respond to that. You know, Jamaica, you know, a million others.
Well, he backed up last year in the
Cup. Yeah, so he's got a, and he sat wide in the McKinnon. And he beat all bar one, and that one was?
Arcadia Queen.
You know, I think it's the right form, is what I'm saying.
So, dangers. Where do we go? We've got the last 4 Australian Cup winners who go around.
Yep.
Humidor, Harlem Harlem, and 50 Stars again, which is quite amazing, really.
Yeah.
Paradis won that 2 weeks ago. I wouldn't even have contemplated being an Australian Hope chance, but she continues to win, continues to draw well. What chance... tomorrow?
Well, she must have a case. I mean, she beat all of these last time. I know a lot of them were first and second up. So you can say, oh, they're going to improve. She controlled the race. But winners win, you know. It's one of the greatest truisms in racing. And she was 5 weeks between runs. It's not as if, you know, she was coming down from Queensland. So she must have a case. I think she gets a lovely run from gate one if they can get off the fence, because I think they'll be edging away from the rail by race 8. She's got 4 around Defibrillate. Of course, Defibrillate beat her a couple of runs ago. So, definitely in the game for me, second pick.
I'm surprised Defibrillate is a $12 chance. Mm. He's airborne at the moment. Have you got a question on his class in an Australian Cup of weight for age?
No, I think he's good enough. But, yeah, it's the weight phase scale, isn't it? I mean, if it was set weights, penalties or handicap, he'd probably be equal favourite. But he was only second up when he ran by Paradis in the Lord Stakes. Now, he only meets her 2 kilos worse, so it's not disastrous. He went to 2,000 again last time. He beat San Huberto. Worth noting, that race was run exactly the same day, of course, as the Peter Young Stakes. And if you're looking at early speed, late speed overall time, there was precious little between them on ratings on those two races. So if you needed that, as well as the parity form reference to tie him in, you got it. They're both there. So he'll run very well. He can win the race.
Mm. Humidor, do you give him a chance?
Yeah, for sure. He's in the wider quaddie. He was good first up. I do think Angel of Truth was better than him.
I thought that... there's the next one I was going to mention, Angel of Truth. There's a couple here at odds. Angel of Truth and Chapada, who both come through that race, so I thought ran well.
Yep. Yeah, Chapada's one of those who run well, probably without winning. Angel of Truth, I think, slightly better than Humidor, and then had the extra run in the Peter Young and zoomed late. Mm. That last 100 metres was terrific. If he wasn't so well exposed, if he was an up-and-comer, you'd look at that run and go, oh, there's your favourite. But because his name's Angel of Truth, I think we're shuffling him down because we've seen him loom before and not win. He was very good third and fourth up last time in, though. I think he's a winning hope. I think he's over the odds. He and Humidor, because a pecking order is what we do. I had Angel of Truth fourth, Humidor fifth, but they're both in that wider quaddie.
Where did you have Steel Prince and Holmesman?
You know, in that B team,
yep.
Like the top end of the B team, in the leadership group of the Frosties, Holmesman. I don't, I think he's a better horse, Caulfield Mini Valley, than Flemington.
Yep.
You know, so you're looking at just in a game of inches, and there's not much between so many of them. He's just looking for tiny little things to shuffle them into a pecking order, and that shuffled him down. The other one you mentioned was Holmesman and.
Gosh, how's my memory? Holmesman, Steel Prince.
Steel Prince, yeah. Well, he's a bulldog, so he was wide in the young, Petty Young from a way out. He battled really well. I think they'll put him in the race and let him use his tenacity because that's his strength. He's like a mini Very Elegant. If he gets in a dogfight,
a mini Very Elegant?
You know, poor man's Very Elegant.
It's a very mini.
Yeah. Still a pretty handy horse.
I tell you what.
Ran well in a Melbourne Cup.
Dan Ganji and the boys would love to hear Steel Prince being in the same breath as Very Elegant. Wow. So $9 in the quaddy, in the placing, Steel Prince? Or
yeah.
Just outside?
Oh, look, I don't have him top five or six, but there's only one spot for first. There's only one spot for second.
Shared
I just
ambition,
can't fit them all in.
Him.
Yeah, I was with him in the Peter Young, and I thought he was really good. He kept closing. He certainly wants 2,000 metres. He's another one I can make a case for. He was really good third up last time in as well and gets a good draw this time. So another case made.
So it seems like there's not many that can't win the Australian Cup.
Yeah.
Who are you putting the pen through as a lunar fox? No hope.
Look, I think there aren't many. There aren't many you can say, look, this horse just can't win. In fact, I can't find any of them. Okay, you can say Miami Bound's going to be a length better wet. You can say Nonconformist had its chance last time. Others were stronger. You can say Platoon comes up a notch, but he was so good last time. You can say Chapada, others were better last time. But you can't say no. Because they're only early in the prep, all the form's intertwined. It's one of those races, if you're going through each runner, which we almost have, that you can make a pro and con for all of them.
There's one that we haven't mentioned. SMS says, guys, San Huberto will run a place tomorrow.
Well, he was very good, wasn't he? He was very brave there first up. He really made the favourite work to beat him. And, you know, that favourite is Defibrillator, who's much shorter in the market and deeper into the prep. You know, he gets a relative weights advantage given the weight for age scale. Certainly has a case. I sound like a broken record.
All right. Lots of SMSs coming through. Defibrillate wins, roll him into Bivouac, and Rocket Spade wins the New Zealand Derby. That's from Kiwi Morgs. Whenever they run that New Zealand Derby, Kiwi Morgs is very good with his Kiwi tips as well. Gents, G-Beg is flying at the moment. I live in hope for Nonconformist. Any chance to knock over the fave in race one? I've got Luna Fox cash to splash.
Oh, wow.
That's Josh in Horsham. So we're going to take a break and then we'll come back and look at race one. So we'll answer your question about Graham Beggs first starter. All right, summing up, Australian Cup on top.
I'm tipping 50,000 on top.
Quaddy numbers?
You could go field and still miss, but I'm going to go 3, 17, 12, 6, 1. And 11.
All right, so 3, which is 50 stars, the 17, Paradis, the 12, Defibrillate, the 6, Angel of Truth, 1, Humidor, 11, and that is Shared Ambition. It is Friday Form Focus with the Gator. Hope Sharky's not listening. There's a lot of love for you, Gator. There's a lot of people saying, what's Gator doing regularly on a Friday morning at this time? Oh, Sharky. Never take a holiday in media.
Nah,
you should know that. We'll be back after this break to look at the rest of Flemington and also the Group 1s in Sydney.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Fake.
Freudian.
Now, hang on. That is a Freudian. That is a Freudian slip of the tongue here. One of the great truism in racing is Gator puncturing tyres at the next Masters Triathlon. There's a nice little side swipe there for the Gator dog.
Moral.
As I said, there is a lot of love. How good is Gator? Michael, can we please make sure Sharky's busy every Friday? That is from Brett. But then on the other side of the coin, have a listen to this one. Bring back Shark. Too much talk about racing. I'd rather hear about cooking chickens at Christmas, Blur and Belinda Carlisle. That's from Sock at Forest Hill.
Sock.
So you're a massive Pearl Jam man, aren't you? You've been to every Pearl Jam concert there is, isn't there?
Well, 25 counting.
And what was your favourite song? This is it. I can see you swaying in the back with a can of VB in your hand. Just
still get goosebumps after 30 years.
Just nodding the head slowly. Well, let's get into race number one so we can afford some more Pearl Jam tickets whenever we get to see them again.
Fingers crossed.
Gee, this is a tricky little race. Do you take $1.75, the favourite, La Rock, in this field? Good win on debut. What's your process here? Is this a watch and wait, or do you want to get involved?
Nah, look, I'd want Black Figures, I think. It's interesting because, so with the deadline for best bets, a lot of the races are done before a market's up. So there's pros and cons to that. The pros, you just pick who you think will win, and you're not influenced by the market. But then when the market comes out, you have to marry up your confidence levels with... I didn't have her that much ahead when I was doing the form without a market to look at, but I certainly had her on top. I mean, she was very good in the trials, beating Tycoon Hummer at the trials who won last week, of course, and then was an impressive winner on debut, running good time. Interestingly, the third horse there had actually run pretty well against... A couple you can tie in here through the Blue Diamond preview. She's only beaten 2.5 lengths in that. So
the police looking for you, Gordon.
Yeah, well, there's a warrant out, I think. Yeah. So there's the case, but then it comes down to price, doesn't it? A few of these, like DeLong Star, who ran into a good one on debut. Flying Evelyn was well backed and won well on debut. Didn't smash the clock, but that form was sort of franked because a couple that she beat ran third and fifth behind Tycoon Hummer last week. So it's a bit easy to tie in if you look deep enough.
Do you give Living Hope any of the first starters a chance?
I thought
it's the only first starter.
Yeah. So Living Hope was the sole debutant, and I thought the trial was certainly sound. I don't think there's a lot of there's any stars amongst these from what we've seen, but they're still so early in their career. I mean, so she's having her first start. Five of them have had one start, and Tempest Charm's the only one. So their ceiling, none of them have reached it. So, look, she wouldn't need to be a superstar, I don't think.
All right. Second race is another thin race. We can take out Hindam. So it's only a field of eight that goes around at this stage. Anna Visto's into even money now. Stablemate Cumberbatch is at 440. Missing Between 550 and Conceited at 750. And then you're out to horses like Confrontational, who I know he's looking for 1,600 plus. Salt Peter looked probably disappointing last start, and others that may not be up to the class. So do we take even money Anna Visto here?
Look, I had trouble splitting Anna Visto and Miss In Between. They did clash on debut, Anna Visto's debut. Now, Anna Visto absolutely thrashed Miss In Between. She then went to a Dane Hill, and she looked all at sea up the straight. She got lost. She looked like she was going to run last. In her last 100, she picked up and she zoomed at the line. I thought, how good's this thing? Then went to Caulfield, lame, forgive. Came back and won well enough. You know, wasn't explosive, but a good solid win, some merit on the clock. So, Miss In Between ran well in her Typhoon Tracy Stakes first up. She was held up badly, zoomed late when the race was over. In fact, she was race fastest home there. Three lengths off Embolism second up last prep reads well, given you just saw Embolism run fourth in Australian Guineas. So, they're the two, I think. Conceited fitter, some hope, and Cumberbatch will be on speed, some hope. But I think it's seven or eight, and it's going to come down to price.
Or eight, and I was going to say, well, at the price now, one's even money, one's about 550, so would you be backing Miss In Between?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens as we get closer. I certainly won't be jumping in even money now, put it that way. But as we get closer, I think they'll be closer together.
Another shorty in race three, and this is the Group 1 winner, Odium, who returns. Storm Barrier 1, pretty brazen, flies at Flemington. Mm. And Holbein was good, always runs well, but just finds it hard to win. So do we take 210 Odium first up?
Gee, again, she's just a bit thin, isn't she? And again, you know, this form was, you know, done the form, and then look at her market later, and I had her on top. I think she's the most likely winner. She's jumped out really well. She ran 1-3 or 5 in the first prep, as we know. One of the misses beating a lip in a Group 1 with some serious mares behind her, like Shallow, fair to remember, those really good mares. Forbidden Love, who won like brilliantly last week, was behind her. Her other miss was a total forgive run, so I think she's pretty good. As I say, jump out was good. Pretty Brazen's jump out was less dynamic, but if jump outs are your only thing, you're going to go broke pretty quick. She's a half kilo overweight for age Odium, and Pretty Brazen's a half kilo under. So she's has a little weight advantage, I guess. Sosie Bomb was good in the futurity. It was only a couple of lengths off the elites. Probably like
I thought he ran really well.
He was great. So And he's got the fitness edge on them, so he's the other winning hope, I think. Iconoclast has beaten him before, so he must have a case. And Holbein, I find him an enigma. He runs well without winning, then has an average one. He's hard to catch. Five on top, but again, I just want to see a bit more meat on the bones.
Yeah, so what price would you open the shoulders with Odium at?
Look, I don't think even if she gets to $2.50 or $3, I don't think she's an open the shoulders type of bet still. You know, if you've only got $100 to spend for the day, she's probably getting, you know, only 10% of that if she gets out to that $2.50 odd, which is probably a bit of a long shot.
All right, so it could be a couple of shorties early in the day. Tread warily, punters, according to Gator. Race four. This is the size produce. Now, this is a race where there's a lot more value. Lightsaber has been flying for Peter Moody at 4.20. Palili, what do you make of the run in Sydney last start?
Yeah, it was inconclusive. She sort of found a reasonable spot. She was under pressure to quick, and then she got a really heavy bump. I think she's looking for further. Gets that. Looking for a down in class. Gets that. So I think she's a winning hope.
Cooled. Big raps from the Hawks team. It's at 5.50. Ready, available. We've seen it before come down from Sydney. And then a couple of runners out of the Blue Diamond who have a duck egg and a nine next to their name. Hitotsu at $12 and Wolves at $16. But they both hit the line really well. What chance do you give them?
Yeah, first and fourth pick, respectively, for me. Hitotsu was third quickest home in that Blue Diamond. So take away Artorias, who's one of the slipper favourites. And I can't remember what was second. Probably Animo. Who's in the market to some extent against the elites in Sydney on Saturday. This horse was third quickest time. Gets to 1,400. There's no Artorias here. So I think he's a great price at $12. And Wolves was fourth fastest time. Yeah. She ran home 11.88. So she also gets to 1,400. I didn't have a lot between them. It's a race I'm keen to play because of the value around. I think Lightsaber is a good little horse, but I think he's under the odds, so I'm going to work around him.
So we're playing value here, $12, these diamond horses that come through that Route 1 to the 1,400.
Yeah, I'm going to back Hitotsu and Cooled and play some Quinellas as well with Pullell and Wolves. That's why I'm going to play the race. Cooled's debut was very good. He got shuffled back. He was strong to the line behind Bacchanalia. That horse was only a couple of lengths off General Bow in a Blue Diamond, so that ties in. General Bow, of course, wasn't far off third in that same Blue Diamond.
Lightsaber, are you taking a set against the foe?
Oh, no knock. Look, he did lead and win well. He had a good margin on Daily Bugle, who's no slouch. He had Cheerful Legend was there, came out and won. Of course, it's here as well. Now, he's proven at 1,400. The others haven't ticked that box yet. I just thought coming up as favourite was probably wrong. This was a race where I was able to see a market before finalising selections, and I was surprised that he was as short as he was in favourite. So he can win. He's in the early quaddy, but as far as a betting proposition, I'm going around him, and hopefully, you know, we can get him rolled.
All right, in the size, bit of value. We like that. Hitotsu, number 10 for Froggy Newt at around about $12. Race number 5 is the Incognatius, which is over 1,100 metres. Gee, this is a good little race, Gator. Mm. Peter Moody did right by all RSN listeners' Blue Diamond morning out there. He declared Oxley Road, and it was never ever in doubt. It's the $2.90 favourite. Mar Busher has good form from Sydney and also Flemington behind Written Beauty, which is intriguing how it all ties in. Bella Nipotina was good last week. And Pinkham, one of the big boom horses from the price stable. Issues last start. You're getting $6.50 it tomorrow.
Interesting race because Oxley Road's ceiling, I don't think we've seen it. Two really soft wins. I think there's a lot more to come. So he's going to take some beating. Back 100 metres, I don't have a major knock there. Interestingly, on the clock, his race rated very, very similar to the race Pinkham and La Mexicana contested. They were on separate days, but really similar runs. Pinkham gets the weight advantage off that against Oxley Road. So I just lent that way slightly over Oxley Road. But Marbusha's my top pick. I think she's trialling really, really well. She chased Written Beauty in track record time, first up last time in, and then made that same filly really work to beat her here at Flemington. So she does draw in, but it's a small field. I think Danielle can track the speed and make a burst. I think she'll run really well. She's certainly not a good thing. I'm scared of Pinkham. I'm scared stiff of Oxley Road. Mm. Ranting's got the big weight. I'm not sure he can give 3 kilos to Oxley Road and beat him, but he did run well in an Oakley Plate. I'm not convinced Oxley Road and those sort of horses could have done that. So I can make a case there as well. But it's a Mabuche on top.
It's a deep race.
Mm, good little race.
Forever Freeze racing well.
Yep.
And I've got a lot of time for Mozzie Monster. I'm not sure if she can level up this distance first up, but I think she's a pretty good filly.
I think you're right. Obviously an outstanding sort of win early in the prep, debut, straight to a 64-1 again, and then made ground on a horse called Odium in a Maloney Stakes. So she's one of many you can make. The level of improvement into the prep is going to be the key with a lot of these. Mabuche, how does Pinkham respond? She might launch off that because she had that internal bleed as you referenced. So the level of improvement is going to be king.
So is it a bet, Mabuche?
I think she's $4. Backable. Yeah, I think she's backable. I don't think I'd want any less than that. But I could certainly play her with some Cornelis, Pinkham, Oxy Road, perhaps. We'll see.
All right. For those who may have missed the start of Friday Form Focus, what the hell were you doing? You can download it on the podcast. But Newmarket selection and numbers in the first leg of the quaddie?
All right. September 1, I think, has to be the favourite and has to be top pick on what we saw first up. 18, Swat's that. 10, Brooklyn Hustle. 2, Elite Street, Best Ruffy, perhaps.
All right. 14, 18, 10 and 2, first leg of the quaddie. Race number 7 is the Matron Stakes. In this race, the favourite is Lunacorn. Sam Freeman, pretty buoyant when we spoke to him a little earlier, and you can get 360 Lunacorn. Quantum Mechanic, the Price Junior horse, is at $5. Silent Sovereign, $5.50. Scarlet Dream out to $8. So is this a wide leg of the quaddy? Do we put a few numbers in or can we trim?
Look, I don't think I'll be going too wide. I think Scarlet Dream can run very well. The problem is she hasn't won for a long while, so I guess that's why you're seeing the price that you're seeing. The last time she was first up, she flew home for fourth in a Shannon Stakes against the males. Now, the first three home all sat right up on the speed that day. She ran one of the day's quickest last 200s. She finds a race at 1600 against her own sex. If she won more often, I think she'd be a lot shorter, which is almost an oxy. Moron. Lunacorn deserves to be pointing into the market. 9 weeks between runs last time, strong. Beat Re-Edit before that at the mile, which clearly ties in. Quantum Mechanic and Sovereign Award. I think she's a better horse away from Flemington, but if she can harness her energy early, she's going to give you a sight. She's actually a well-weighted for her class. So 5761.
5761. No Silent Sovereign?
Look, I just think she's looking for further.
Okay.
You know, she didn't quicken second up at Flemington here. Quantum Mechanic quickened, and she was good late behind her. But I think Quantum Mechanic might have it covered again at this trip. If it was 2,000, different story.
All right, 5, 7, 6, and 1. And you're willing to play? Willing to have a bet?
Oh, Scarlet Dream's backable,
each
for
way?
Sure. I think she's. Look, I'm not an each way punter, but I would recommend that to you as a punter. If you had only $100 to spend, it's a safer play to get some of your money back because she can run a drum without winning, and you're still making money on the race.
All right, she's $8.250. Australian Cup recap selections and quaddy numbers.
Look, I think 50 Stars again, defaulting to the obvious, the Occam's Razor. 17 Parody, 12 Defibrillator 8, 6 Angel of Truth, Best Ruffy, and both 1 Humidor and 11 Shared Ambition are in the quaddie, but it doesn't even end there, no, as we mentioned.
It is a wide tab Australian Cup. The last at Flemington on Super Saturday is the Tab CUNY Stakes. Gee, I'm warming to personal after spending some time with Ben Hayes yesterday, the Oaks winner. She's the $2.80 favourite. Miss Guggenheim was a bit stiff first up. Mm. I think she's going to be hard to beat at $6. Then you've got Yes Yes Baby, Chica Fuete and Perfect World are the next in the market. Who do you like in the last, Gator?
Look, I think she's probably the best of the 9 races at Flemington. That doesn't make her immoral, but...
This is personal?
Yeah, but she's got a bit of quality, but she's not a superstar, but that's okay. She's only racing against... with respect, second level, it's a group two. She was very good first up. Zoo Dancer gave her, a touch-up, but ran well in the Australian Guineas. And she set weights is obviously the key here. She gets to the mile and meets them all 3.5 kilos better. So I think she's she'll run really well, but she's not going to come out and win like 5 lengths, is she? That's not her go. She's probably going to be in a little bit of a dogfight late, but she'll be right in the finish. Miss Guggenheim, good first up without luck. She ran well in the manifold here without luck, second up last time. I think she's the value danger. And Starrell Chica Fuerte, who'll be on speed now, in the mix. But one, I think, the best for the day.
All right. So, and the numbers in the quaddie, 1, 10, are you putting in Chica Fuerte as well?
We'll go 1, 10, 6, 3 for the quad. 110, and six. Again, our second quad, he just has personal one out.
One out. All right. We've got about 5 minutes, so we can have a good look at Sydney. And... Gee, I know we've got 2 group ones, but for mine, the race I'm most looking forward to is the Todman. It is unbelievably intriguing. It's basically the Golden Slipper without the price tag attached to it. So how do you rate these two-year-olds, Gator? And we get to see them all clash for the first time in the Todman. The market has Profiteer 230, Stay Inside 310, Remark 440, Home Affairs $14, and then Animo, who ran a cracking race in the Diamond, is $15.
Yeah, I think he's probably a better hope than $15, but I think Profiteer is the one I've landed on top. I think he probably deserves to be favourite, but just in the back of my mind is the end of 1,200 metres if he races too keenly. And we saw that with Enthar a bit, didn't we, in the Blue Diamond. Look, I thought she ran enormous in the Blue Diamond, Enthar, but she was beaten. And Stay Inside, he strikes me as a horse who just does everything right. You know, he puts himself in the race, he switches off, and then attacks the line. He's been winning softly, so you don't know how much is left. So he's going to give Profiteer a real race, I think. And if Remark isn't a good horse, I'll go here for tea. Okay, didn't smash the clock.
You got a little ticket in the slipper, don't you?
Well, I maybe, yes, is the answer. But just for a bit of fun. I mean, I saw him trial and thought...
$1,000 at $26 is a gee, yeah, fun. It's very
some
interesting.
Decimal points missing there. But he, but look, he didn't smash the clock. But this is, you know, times can be misleading, certainly in early in horses' careers. I mean,
do you find more so with two-year-olds?
Well, it's a yes and no thing. I mean, you need to be fast, but then you've got to factor in, this horse did all he could do. Mm. He sat up on the speed, he won by two lengths with his ears pricked. You know, who's to say how much faster he could have gone with pressure, with application, by taking a sit? You know, so you have to, I think, you have to factor that in, and I'm convinced he's very good. This is a great test for him, though. Obviously against these two.
1,200 Profiteer, any question mark?
Well, it has to be. It has to be until he runs it. But that win last time was just off its head. I mean, I'm watching it mid-race and I'm thinking to myself, he has to be something special to win this because he's gone way too hard. Just kept running, you know? Can he do that at 1,200 against up in grade? Well, let's find out.
All right. So, if we're betting tomorrow, what is it? Hey, we've got a little bit. Hang on 1 second.
What?
Let's hear what Mick Price had to say about Profiteer.
You know, like I said, if he gets a nice, soft first 600, then he'll be very hard to beat.
Is he capable of a soft first 600?
That's a good question. Can he come back?
He's got the right
pilot. I don't think Mick Price, talking to him the other day, reading between the lines, was overly happy with the Hugh Bowman's ride.
Right.
Hugh alluded to the fact that he got stirred up, something, you know, he shied at something and he took off. So I think he would like to see him ridden less or more conservatively.
Especially early in a horse's career, because you're teaching them as well as they're racing, you know, for big money. So you've got to be there to win it. I get that. But, yeah, you know, will that come back and haunt them, you know, come 2 o'clock tomorrow? Let's find out.
Have the girls got any hope in the slipper?
I think Enthar can run well in it, assuming she's going there. I think with a sit, having one crack at them, she's still in the picture for me. Outside of her, nah.
Yep. Interesting this morning, Sam Hayes has said that they've now changed tact, and the Diamond winner is now going to go to the Golden Slipper, Artorias.
Is that due to the fact the purchase probably would have been a factor, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Nothing to do with me. But that finale he put up, Blue Diamond, was something else. What you'll get to see, though, is how Animo goes against them. So it's a good little line to draw. But if he's producing that sort of speed at the end of a 1,200 metres, he's very, very good.
Do you take $1.45 your boy, Nature Strip, up against Written Beauty?
Do I back him at $1.45? Look, no. But I think you'll get better than that. I think if he gets to $1.75, I'll back him.
Okay. You think he's comfortably got Written Beauty's measure?
Look, she has to come up a few levels to beat him in a horse race. Yeah, he'd have to bring himself undone, which he can do.
Can they beat the Kiwi Aegon in the Guineas?
Oh, I think he's the best for the day. I think he's even better suited at 1,600. He toyed with them last time. He was so dominant at the end of that race. In North Pacific's no slouch. Just left him. Winburn. He's too good for them. The left fielder's Moonga.
Yeah.
He comes out of Australian Guineas. Good late. Blinkers on.
Would have won the Australian Guineas if he went there last week, wouldn't he?
I think he would have run in the first one or two.
Yeah,
or three.
All right. Aegon wins the Guineas. Canterbury Stakes. Bivouac. Do you forgive the first up failure?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's just run off his legs. He's a much better second up horse than first up. Last two second up runs have been, well, second in Everest. It's a classic legend. Beat everything else home. And then his Newmarket win, which was just outstanding. Yeah. So 1,300 gives him a chance to settle.
Is he just as good around the bend? Like, his two most scintillating wins have been down the straight. Is he just as good a horse, do you think, around the bend in Sydney?
Well, if you take his three best wins, you know, the Golden Rose,
yeah,
those around the bend, 1,400. So, really good horse. Just doesn't always do it. You know, that's the query as a punter. And Nature Strip's the same. If they always did it, they'd be Black Caviar. That's why they're not.
Do we need Danger Mask Crusader? How does he line up?
Wait for Ages, the test for him. But if he's not a good horse, I don't know anything. Look, everyone, not everyone, some people want to bag him, and they were so wrapped with themselves when he got beat at the end of last prep. Told you it was overspooked. Told you. comes out and does that first up, and gee, I scrowled Twitter for 2 hours trying to find their opinions. Couldn't find them. But he exploded at the end of that race. You go and have another look at that replay. Watch what he did. It just was a booming finish. You cannot do that if you're no good. You cannot do that. And you can find his form through Victorum. Victorum, who he beat easily, has form around the Bostonian. The Bostonian won this last year. Now, the Bostonian's not bivouac, so that's Master Crusader's
problem. Is he better with
problem.
The sting out?
Oh, to be advised. I have no conclusive evidence either way yet on his best track. I think he's quite adaptable on all of them.
All right. Gator. This has been... God, that hour's gone quick.
How's that?
So many good horses
if
to talk about.
Went that quick.
Have you... best in Sydney, Aegon?
I think
anything
so.
Anything else?
Yeah, I think he's the one. I think there's a good roughie in the last, Outback Diva, for Sky Channel viewers. If you're tuning in tomorrow, you'll see it's our best roughie of the day. It's been taken, though. $26 Wednesday night with the Oz Racing.
That's about when you put your form out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's how we roll. So I like to get it out early.
The Gator Army have opened their shoulders. So Outback Diva into $13. What's the best at Flemo?
I think Personal's the best. Race 9, really? Number 1 on the 9 race card. She's not a moral, but I think she's... If you ask me for my best, that's her.
Now, give Gator a tranquilizer. A lot of people like your speech pattern. It's short, sharp,
short,
quite
sharp.
Quick. Nah. Just like when you're giving the boys a pump up in the huddle.
Good times.
Filthy Multi. We need a Filthy Multi by the Shark every Friday. Have you got one for us?
Well, I mean, can I give you the same one I gave Gareth yesterday or not? Or do you want a different
just
one?
Seconds. Well, can't you bring something new to the table?
Yeah, well, if you give me, hand me some sort of notice, maybe. All right, let's go for a left fielder. Well, that parlay 3 I gave him was at Randwick, so let's find one at Flemington. So... Personal and 50 Stars home.
Yep.
September run. So they all have to win. So a parlay 4. So we'll do a parlay 3 and 4. So we'll get Hitotsu at a price.
Nice.
Race 4, number 10, and then the 3 favourites home.
I like it. Mm. Gator Dog, always welcome. I should get you and Sharky together because Sharky needs a tongue tie at times.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He needs pacifiers.
Yep.
And you can just straighten him up.
Mm. He's been gelded, I heard.
A long time ago.
Sure.
Hey, Gator. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see all of your work and listen to it tomorrow morning on the Punters Panel.
Yep.
Do not miss any of the action on the Punters Panel. Best in the Business with G Hall from 8 o'clock. And then we'll see your work on Sky Racing throughout the day. Gator Dog, one of the best in the business with all his selections. If you missed any of that, you can jump on rsn.net.au. Time for the 9 o'clock news. On the other side of that, more winners coming up with today's Victorian meet.